Good morning to everyone assembled here. May you realize that the appearances of this life are not different from a magical show or the experience in dreams. May you develop compassion towards those who do not understand this more and more. Thus may there be a vast benefit arise within this being.
Tene talam nanjur jivan somlare tsimpa sumne
This is again the song from the master of yogis Vilarika about the three things that are perfectly sufficient for him. The two ways that he arrived, and it is about books written in black and white letters. So here it says, on the paper of the white and red paper of the outer phenomena is black ink of primordial wisdom, great primordial wisdom is applied. And letters are drawn by the five sense faculties. I understand whatever arises to be the Dharmakaya. Thus I'm perfectly arrived without any books written in black and white letters.
Then Sirujanava Teda Yigete Sishova Yigete Nishogikokundo. Tene yegete se shoga tabate kare se na suru je na wandere. Karma se ba te karpo da marpo te pe nda won sen je nda wore. Karma sen be. Karma ni je sen be se mege yo de zog na nere. Zog de la zo la ye je zog tan kadog zog ni re. Ye je zog la kriye tan. Dombo la sopa tene yet kiyeva jeza kiyevare tele kiyeva kade mambo yere te tene chungo mbale yet kiyeva jeza kiyevare tele kiyeva kado gazo la tab kado yenla ka kado se mongo ter kar mar yipo te tab kado yese kere tela tene yenla ka kado Kado yen de palatine, Kado joya yere, the sole yen laka kado. Savo kado de yen laka kado nijinami, de karma de savo kado penami, sakado. Karma yen de palatine, kado madawa mambozo tore, savo kado latine yen laka kado madawa mambozo tore, this and a karma nitin sensire. Tene, tam make it Nama de yeta kado nire. Tene kado karmar jen tsuenpe mege nama jiki yodjo chorpe yeb je zogtan kado ge zogte so yan tene shogandavore tela tene nanjor pata nanjor mala tene nama dala tanpe tanye na chokpa cek na chokpa cek da tanye na chokpa gunzo je cek na chokpa dandan je cek na chokpa yonu se na shogare
Ah,
because
So when you want to write letters, you need something to write the letters on. Maybe a paper or something look-alike. And here it says, the outer phenomena are the paper in red and white. Well, it's the form of all the other phenomena which serves as the paper to write on. Form usually has aspects of shape and color. And shape, there are many, like square, triangular, circular, and so on. In the Abhidhamma, there are 8 principles, the shapes explained, and then there are limitless branches of shapes. The same applies to colors. One has some principal colors, like we have red, white, blue, green, and so on, the principal colors. And from that limit, we can derive limitless other colors by mixing the principal colors together. So when here white and red are mentioned, this serves as an example for those principal colors, and it basically means then everything that can be derived from that. All the various shapes and colors of outer phenomena serve as the paper on which the yogi or the yogini writes all those words about the appearance, the mode of appearance, and words about the mode of reality, and those words that are expressible and those that are unexpressible. The very fact that appearances are coming together through causes and conditions that are mere appearance arising interdependently, this we can say, and the yogi says this, then this is the word that is written actually into the phenomena. Like this, there are words that are expressible because they concern the way of appearance of phenomena, and there are words that are unexpressible that are related to the reality of phenomena. So many words are written there, there's no need to note them down on paper,
Sem dang dambe da, sem jinje da dang. Sem dang dambe sa, cho, me, long, jungwa da de. Sem dang dambe da, sem dang dambe da ni se. Sem dang dambe da dang dambe da ni la. Nyingbo dang nyingbe ni se re, yikten je nando le tu de. Nyingbo dang nyingbe ni. Te ni la yang, joza tangba dang matongba ni ya ware. Jyoza Tamba is Jyoza Tamba. Jyoza Mutomba. Till a long Tamba the Mutomba Sendo. Kulawa Sena, Jyoza Tamba the Mutomba. That like here by Jenda was here. That day, Tamjay Dad, this was some day. Dra, Dalla here by Jess or Yavare. Tenda with Dadde, young Shogre. Dadde, Dadde Kunzoto. You can't Tianai Data. That then our Roman Rigi Madavere, then our Datan Sungwa, Datanje, Jujin, then the Tosan Genoa, just conducting answer. Don Tambar Dat is a two drum in the Senna Madrup, it's sick to so. Tendanje, Tendanje, sick down. Kunzovje, sick to so la Kanga da.
ठीक तो सो ले ये के ये बारे दातम जी तुम तो ना दातम बात बात है ना यंग ये के करते हैं इनको ते शोग तेंगला मगरे माटे बारे मातो से कांगा ये के रे ये के तंदे वाले ये तें को तों तों पास जो तों सापता ताना तों मां तों पास ते ये के ये बारे ते से ना दाता ड्राई ये बात ये सो ये बारे
ते थाम पे कुंजो तो जुचिन तेंदे छो तां जनावा तां यांग बाते मारे पार तेंबा ते तेंबे से ना डाटे से थाम पे शोग रे तेले ये के सुटे गे ना वो वांग बो के ये के ना वो वांग बो ते पंडे इंदा ये ते ना ना चादे कर रे ये की चेंबो दाम में पता तुम्बा ने तो पिकिरा ते
なったんだ俺逃げるんだ。ワンボンナブナンキテでね、プレーンだを。トニーとピシラチェテなったんだ。今はにより引けてなさじゃ。で、けど、あてたもじゃ。あ、てかんてか。あ、てかんだ。あ、てかんだ。
だ、だいやばジェソレテンペダジチンテンデダナムクンゾドジチンテンデナムラムジェタタボ。タケダタボラソバヨネテテダテワンボテワンボテプレンダブレトニトブキラナカタウイギテグレイナヤンヒョグレイゲテゴマ。
だちゃんでちゃちゃちゃうちゃうれじゃなたてえでせせせてんばれてて箱よけどわ箱はどわでやなんどてなちなんどてでこれわなんじょべえわんぼんがえてねからわんぼんがいげててれいげてんぶなさじゃねわんぼんがけてねいげてくれわんぼんがていげてじげいげてばた
ये ते पा दे जे पुदेन दा वो याने दे के बोले दो और ये ते दे ताक में तो पिछले की ये जी ने से नाफ्ता दे जी ना ने सुख तो या ने बोला तो करे तेंदा तो ने संभाल लोमा चौगा नींदे डाचों बासन जिम्बरे से के दो वाह ठीक है संभापा सांजे संभासे लोल दो वाले नींदे जिन दो से डाचों बासे लोल दो वाले जी से ये के
嗯，这当不一个也不嘛嘞。这没来这边，我们这话当不一个也不嘛嘞。这你罗马，罗马南州把这把水落了，懂我嘞？即使一个格雷特不认得哇。嗯。So the same applies to sound.
Sound.
This is last time did in the Dachau talking about tender.
The
sound is something that relatively spoken from the way from the mode of appearance is something that arises through causes and conditions. But as to the reality of this, it does not substantially exist. It is like the echo in an empty belly. And so this being the fact that relatively spoken there are so many sounds that can arise, like the sound of that echo, or there's the sound of the guitar, or the sound of the piano, and so on, which arises merely through a lot of causes and conditions. This is the relative way of appearance of sound. But ultimately, when analyzed, there's nothing to be found there as the substance of the sound. It is empty of having an independent existence, since Whatever arises depends on others, that other causes and conditions to arise, and that way it is not independently existing. So this is the mode of reality and the mode of appearance of the sound, and this sound serves as the paper. The sound that is mere appearance by causes and conditions and does not substantially independently exist is the paper. Miller River widely explained that as the, because you were sitting there in the empty valleys, as the echo that resounds in a valley free of human beings. And on this paper now there are letters drawn, and those letters are drawn by the sense faculty of the ear. Our ear perceiving, or our sound perceiving consciousness, the ear faculty, writes the letters on this sound. And with what type of ink does it write? The ink is the intelligence that discovers that there is no substantial entity in all those appearances. The intelligence that discovers the absence of self, or here also called the great primordial wisdom. This serves as the ink that is writing those letters. And what is written there? A lot of words written. For example, to say that all sounds are like an echo without inner essence, the echo in an empty valley, this, what we understand, this understanding that we have, all sounds are like an echo, this is written onto the paper of the sound that is mere appearance by cause and conditions without substantial existence by the sense faculty of the ear and with the ink of the primordial wisdom understanding the absence of self. And many of those understandings written down there can be read later on because they are written into the phenomena. Ramji says that whenever you write a word, basically any word has to be written with letters. There is no word that we can write down without depending on those symbolic signs of letters. Even if we say empty, all phenomena are empty or sound is empty, then this empty also has a couple of letters to be collected to build that word empty. And in the same way, this understanding then, what makes the word is the understanding that derives through those letters, this understanding is written into the phenomena. And actually, in the beginning, when Buddha taught, nothing was written down on paper. For a long, long time, nothing was written down. Later, much later, the disciples, the arhats, they gathered, and then they put it down on paper. Also, Miller River's songs and the life story wasn't written down by his disciples in the beginning. It was much later that it was put to paper. So it was previously written just into the phenomena of sound.
Then the Malam de Dala Samodana, same day, same by same year, but dry, singing it, Kaja Batan. Then they got so sat and chota made a long so Jonga Gadda da Quanila. Your genuine chef, I never. You think Malam Tamba for Rangamuna, sing it, tell us, sing it, some good. Jungi da, tell us, send me to drag it, some good, Mato. Your genuine chef, I your mother, Yamanya.
Sing it, and
you got
somebody also explained before, so it says the division of sound, but classically when you speak of sound, sound has various classifications. There is the sound of element, there's the sound of sentient beings, and there's pleasant sound, unpleasant sound, and there's sound that has a meaning, and sound that has no meaning, and so on. There are practically 8 divisions, main divisions of sound. So now, so all this was applying to those various sounds that we hear, and when now we imagine the dream situation, in the dream, when we hear the sound of a lion, and then we hear the sound of the four elements, it's only our concept that makes it into a difference, that we think the sound of lion is the sound coming from a sentient being, and the sound of the elements is coming from an unanimate outer phenomenon. But as to the nature of the sound itself, there's no difference whatsoever.
Manam de da kigen de nime da te so yang de ne nam to ko ngo le che pa yo re ma to ne lo la nyam ba ni re sem je sem ba da ta ma sem ba da nyam ba ni re long tan ba da ma to ba da ne lo nyam ba ni re nyen ba da ma nyen ba yang nyam ba ni re manam je da tan pe nyam ba ni ba yin do nime da ya nyam ba ni re.
In the same way as the sounds in the dream are all of the equal nature, we can understand that in the daytime, the differences that we make to sounds only come from our various concepts. Otherwise, there is no difference whatsoever between the sounds come from the unanimate phenomena of the four elements, or come from sentient beings, or the sounds that are pleasant and unpleasant, and sounds that have a meaning or have no meaning.
Lonin la sana, lonin je drate, sentin matan sentin je drata patela, mani sentin banda wando, kakan goyo sedo, make yungo sedo, dedo ga soba se kakye gemo gegendo, kakye kondo sabadra, kakye gavadra, kakye kondo dra. Kakye dunga jitra mandavando, semya bandavando. Tangpo thangyi dila semya rena, lo nyin thapa kapsu sungyi dila semya omare, ngane semya bandavoyin. Semya bandavote ngachu, semte ngachu penche suyan tongtogu mado, semya pa taate luji yoga chepar chinle tenge, tene semya pa jipa sobre. Tena yi ngachu, lo nyin taadua, mata semchen je semte, teto ka tsawa yoga 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 suna, semya panda wantung wantung, yogi drata, meh bhava drata, tene tanda chod dorva dra, rinye vadra, dorva vadra, semya panda wantung. Tenga chun nanto ka pate anu tenda wole. Tene nelok la drata zom, loni je drata zom nyamba nyere, semya panda mebe chepa yomara nyamba nyere. Nyambada Mnibala Chebaya Mara Data Nyambanya. Take the thing as Tata now and day and data to Tantia. Natsu Nando Lutina Chebayare in a Nelo La Cheba memory.
Now we can see very well in the cinema that
cinema. You see cinema.
The cinema, those people there, they move in this, they really looks like there are people and there's a sound. And it seems to be the sound of those people that say something. Some express their delight, some express their anger, some express their suffering from pain, and it really seems like the sound that comes from sentient beings. Originally, when the movie was made, then it was sound that came from sentient beings, but at the time when we see it in the cinema, definitely there is no sentient being, and the sound doesn't come from any sentient being. That's very clear. However, what makes us think that it comes from any being is nothing but the special movement. There's a form that moves in a particular way, moves arms and legs and so on, and makes grimaces and so on. This makes us think that there's a mind behind. We cannot see the mind. You can't see the mind of people, but it's just by taking those outer signs as a valid reason for that we think there is a mind behind the special movements and sounds that may cause us this confusion. In that sense, there is no understanding this. Actually, there is no difference between those sounds and the sounds of the elements, like blazing sound of blazing fire, or the sound of water is poured down, or the sound of rolling stones, and so on. Rolling Stones said that the do kora da ma kora da ora kina de konzo da tanin de ze lu lu ken kashi ki min kada chambu min re yan ti ba hai
aga ago hai ya okay ta te da wo do da te so yan de ni da yin na ba ma da ba te so sho ga da wo re tene danda yi hi te na ka re tene wan bu ki ge te ba da wo song do wa
so what he said then is that all the various appearances of sound is the paper, and through the sense faculty of the ear, the letters are drawn with the ink of the wisdom understanding the selfishness.
Pene may your the tree, chi your the role, luji your the rizati, te the manam re ma the loni le te ma the vare. Te your the ta ta, kimbo your the ta da wo, rizat ta da wo te no. Then Mato Natsu, Lunin Tavakaso, make your Yibdan Kado, Nav your Dradamato, then Jeta wrote a regate, Lunin Latin Togumare, Joma Layantin Togumare, Te Yalki, the Malam de Peter, Malam do, Tematso, the do, Ron Yumudo, Rizanato Yumudoa, this of the Malam de Peter.
And then moving on to smell and touch. Various smells and touches are something that can only be exemplified by the experience of dream. The cinema does not give us any experience of smell and of touch, except that we think of that it should happen in that this and that way, but it's not the direct experience of touch and smell. This only we can find in the dream.
Lingi jetesete, changing jetetan, Shindan, Meadow Chepertin, and Tama Chepertin, Tamboni of a tenderola, Lingi jetesete, Tamboni and Lingi Yodeva, Mobo Koran drops on it to my Yodeva de la Lingi
jetesete.
The Lingi de Hila pay a waiver. Changing jeteta, Meadow Chepertin jetete, Koran Meadow, and King de Yodani, Tama de Vare, Lingi jetesete. Jazong Tesselacere, Kinda Momandava, Yam the Jane, Yang Tamayaposa. Tell a Jazong to put us for Jazong to Yang Tending the Tamala Sopa Dona, Hinchi Tetta, and Jazong Tetta. Tell a young Kimbata Mijamba La Sopa Yang, Yava Mambuiva. Tendra in a young Mulando, Hinchi Tetta, Tending the Tetta, Medoga Tela Sopa Tamayapota. Java le soma tene te mamanda yawa jate sopo lo praya te te kimbo manda wa zoya yerwa tenda bu tema sava yena te te nyaba nyere linji je te da jazong te le chepa yo mare nyaba nyere malam je kaso te kimba da me kimba le chepa yo mare nyaba nyere tina kunzo to malam je te te zo linji je te da jazong te te zo jitin te te so sa je na ware Yan tapa madu pa nyambanye. Jichin tende tosa jina wante yung chi nang koyang payante. Nelo nyambanye chi na yang koyang payante. Tiye nelo chi na koyang payante.
Tiye
nelo chi na koyang payante. Tiye wangpo nga yege taba tiso kanga chi kwa nga.
So as for the smell, then there is the smell that is called the innate smell. That it's a smell that things naturally have. For example, some flowers have naturally that smell, or there is the smell of sandalwood. It's just by the fact that the sandalwood exists already, it has this smell. And this is a good example for the innate primordial wisdom that also is there from the very beginning. It's just by the very fact that those phenomena exist, then already it comes with that smell from the right from the start. And then there is other types of smell that is applied later. So we put something together with a smelling flower or smelling wood, and so it takes that smell. So it's a smell that's later on applied. using incense, then is applying smell, but sandalwood in itself has an innate smell. And all those types of smell then can be divided again in pleasant and unpleasant and so on. So this makes the various divisions of smell. In the case of the dream mitra and also you but or milam na chibara. So taking that in the dream experience, then we could have all the various smells that are already pertain to phenomena from the very beginning, or smells that are applied later. There are pleasant and unpleasant smells in the dream, but in the dream it's very clear that all those smells are essentially of the same essence. There's no difference whatsoever between an unpleasant and a pleasant smell in the dream.
Nimi te yang kunzo de jujin te de tso zan je na wa ta don tan par nyamba ni ki ko re te chi na yige te bar.
In the same way, we have to understand that all the smells in the daytime, also they are merely caused by various causes and conditions, and they have no substantial nature behind. They are equal in nature, and this type of understanding is drawn into the phenomena by the letters written through the sense faculties.
Tene rola nganmo tan churmo te ngo sen le la bo yere ro to so che re yin da ngo sen kale ka bo yere ngo po ten de te la ne te ro da bo mo che na ma to kale ka bo yere nganmo tan churmo te chi le la bo yere ro to so che ba re yina ya te nyang ngo te ni te na ro te che nyung za ji che nyung za ro ma da ba na so bo yere wa ta ye ba yo ba re
sa ya te de la ba
re sa ba da
re And the taste again has many divisions. Easy to understand is like the sweet and sour. The others are more difficult to explain because then one has to say, oh, it's exactly the taste of this, like this substance here and taste it. So that's what I mean. But more difficult to explain, but classically there are six main tastes enumerated, but basically there are limitless divisions of taste when one comes to taste objects.
Pola tsema tsepa kaso tambo ro tsu tsu kore te tsepa kaso narmo do jurmo da tsa de zo ya le la wo yere yenda yaya kale ka bu kada yo kai se na nyam nyong de ne ma do nyam nyong ga ko do de ma do la ya kale ka bu.
So in Tibet, when they debate and they take mainly the taste first, and they use the three types of taste, sweet, sour and salty, because this is like a common experience that you can easily communicate, but all the other tastes, they are difficult because some people haven't had that experience and they don't know what it means, and then it's also very difficult to explain.
ตารอยามนามยาเรลุนีเลยอมาเรเตนทุกมาเรรอเตเตนทุกมาเรมลันตรอมะซิญงุเยรมลันตรอมะดาบะนาซอญูนะยังรอเตกุนซอตะจุจินเตนเรซอบะนังซัมเรยังกัปปะมาดุปะเรมาดุปะเตญะปะญีเรกิสะนุกุนซอตะนังซันตะตองตะปะญะปะญีเร
Tendra
Boro, Karen, Yona, Consort, the Nantan in the Sor. She, Tanya, the song, the Yigate. Shirab Latin, the Yigate, but Tanya, the Mandava, Shirab Latin, the Tanya Mandava, not so by Yungre. The Yigate, but the Kipare. don tamba nyamba ni ta yang nyamni le tembe chek manda ba na so yong kare chek de yege le temba re ti se na tene yege manda ba na so ba de jikten ji chek de so tene jikten ji chek le ten na ten dan ji chek de yong kare chu ji chek ye de so tan da kan ne so dong de jikten ji chek thong do jikten ji chek le pe na sa jo me long zu da de ro re ja
Then, in the dream, we have the different types of taste. The taste, again, is something that is... that can only be shown by the example of the dream. There's nothing else that we can use as an example of for this, for the experience of taste. And having all those various tastes in the dream, it is very clear that the tastes appear different, but they are not really existing, since they are just dream tastes. And the fact that they are not really existing, independently existing, is saying that they are equal. They are all equal in the sense that they are not independently existing. That makes them all equal. So this is the equality of the taste in the dream. And on the level of appearance, they are all different. That means like the apparent, the wrong, the misperceived way of the relative mode, then the things look different, the taste different, but on the in the mode of reality, ultimately, they're all equal. So what happens is then that our sense faculty, here the taste faculty, is drawing the various letters onto the phenomena of the outer phenomena of taste. The various letters that express words, relative words and concepts, worldly concepts or terms, and those words relating to ultimate truth, they're drawn onto the phenomena of taste by the sense faculty of the tongue, and with the wisdom and intelligence that understands the self-business. And how are those words drawn? Words always depend on letters that are drawn, the letters are drawn by the sense organ. And those words are worldly and not worldly, because even if we express some meaning that goes beyond worldly understanding, saying that taste is ultimately equal, is equality of taste, and does not really exist, then this finally depends on worldly conventions. We have to say that meaning by using words. Finally, we end up in talking about the fire, water, and earth, and so on, about the elements. So all those worldly concepts have to be used to express also a meaning that goes beyond worldly understanding.
Malam je ro kunzab de nang tang yin ba tang da nyam ba nyin ba yin do nimu ro nam jang kunzab de nang tang ten de nang da de ton tang ba nyam ba nyin de de ta wa ke ba de ta ba ta ba se da ta wi ki rap ji chi de le ma do nyam nyong ke ten da wo zo to ma de ba nyam nyong ten de
zo to ma de
ta ba tang da ten da wo ke ba de ta ba de Nyan so lenpa kaap so teni ro shim jin de kepa se de kepa dowa.
Ore.
Nyam nin te kaap so.
Ore, ina nyam nin kaap so teni shim chuk tu yang nyan ro di nyam mani to kuk dowa.
Jima to kore.
Eso.
Kale kale to kore. To ya ga reba so yo, taki so yo. Ore.
Then, in the same way as in the dream, through the various interdependent relations of appearances, tastes appear, but they have no substance and are basically equal in nature. In the same way, we should understand that the daytime tastes are also equal in substance, and they are just mere arising through causes and conditions and have no independent nature. To understand this is what is called the view. This is the viewpoint or understanding of reality. This is one thing, and we are sure about this intellectually, but as to our present experience, all the tastes there taste quite different.
Penna paramdya rote che wangpo ngoy somdo nyongna yang thanyi ngune lapa kapsa lapto ngune te lapto go yomare lamma topa te jyodha mepe pere jyodha mepe che wangpo paramdya ro nyongwa nyongwa te ehi chenpo Natala Jarte, the name Jude Mabe, Tom Higre, Jude Mabe, you get over. Tendo.
The
Roy
the
Nawala Trigger. Nere, Roy Nua. Take up the Jude Mabe, Jude Mabe,
for example, if we take the sugar cane in the mouth and have the sweet taste of this, although we call it like this, the actual taste is inexpressible. So what we taste with our tongue is an experience that cannot be expressed in any words. And this fact of the inexpressible sweetness of the sugar cane is something that is like an expression or word, letters that are written into the experience of this sugar cane and the sweetness. And it is written, what is written there is the inexpressibility of it.
Tene luce riza te luce wangbu yore luce wangbu yore riza la jambo tsupo hakozo tsupo jambo tsupo sawa tama jigo jembo je yamba la soba ta riza la yang yewa mangbu yewa luce riza
te so. In the touch, then we have various experiences of touch, like something is very soft and smooth. Another thing is rough, and there's heat and cold, or something feels heavy, another thing feels very light. So those are the various types of feeling, of taste, of touch.
Then Luja Riza, Riza Yang, not so much a monkey, but Riza and Jambo the Kazando, Tundo Kaki, Papa Lasso, but Tundo Kaki, Tsupo the Kazando, Konzo, Tsupo the Zupo, the Dan Portuguese.
As humans, we usually like soft and smooth touch. But some animals, like pigs or elephants, that obviously enjoy
Papa pig.
And pigs, like they rub themselves against some rough wall or a rock, and the elephants do the same. So they really seem to enjoy more the roughness of the touch instead of the smoothness.
Then in Jambo, Dan, Sopo, Jeva, Dan, Yawa, Sabata, Dan, Tisu, Yang, Melange, Pele, Jano, then the Jukinte, the Sota, Janao, Ton, Tamba, Melange, Rizat, Sunyaba, Nere, then like it, said the Rizaya.
So in the same way, we have in the dream all the various experiences of touch, like soft and smooth and rough and so on, heavy and light. But in the dream it's very clear that all those experiences of touch, although they appear, they are not different in nature, since they ultimately have no substantial existence. Like the experience of the dream, we should also understand that the appearance of touch in daytime is a phenomenon that is caused by various conditions, a lot of causes and conditions, and is a mere appearance, and ultimately all the nature of all those various touch experiences is equal.
Then I have to touch him, Mado. One he could touch him, Mado, don't go in, Mado. One he
All phenomena actually go that way. Like the apple, like in the example of the apple, the sense faculties can only perceive a little part of it. And what one sense faculty can perceive, the others cannot perceive, and so on. And that means that if we just take our eyes out, what is an apple, then we see the red color and that round red thing. But there are many round red things, and not all of them we call an apple. And the same applies to the other senses. If we just take the smell of the taste, there could be many other phenomena that have the same. But so what we usually call an apple is that the combination of this. We say it has this shape, it has this color, and it has this taste, and the touch, and the smell. And this altogether we call an apple. Clearly, it can here be understood that this is just the work of our concepts. There's nothing whatsoever as an apple that we can perceive directly with our senses. No sense faculty is able to perceive the totality of an apple. The apple is just a virtual construct made up by our concepts that filter those sense perceptions altogether.
ເຕຕາວະຍໍຍໍເອປໍຕາວະຈິກະຊຸດາຕະໂລຣະຊາລາຍິຄິເຈມເປນາຕາຈະວັງບົງງາຍເຕນິຍິເກນາຊໍປະຕິຍາຕະນິຍໍຊໍຍໍເຕນິເອປໍຊໍຍໍຊໍເອປໍຈິຊຸດາຕະໂລຣະຊິຍໍບະລະເຕນເຕນິຍິຄິເຈມເປນາຕາຕົນິໂຕປິຊິຣັບເຈຊິເຕນດໍາໂຕປິຊິຣັບເຈເຕນິວັງບົງງາຍຍໍລາເຕນິຍິເກນາຊໍປະຕະວາ
ملا
Wangshi Koranga Totaraba. Wangshi Koranga, Pundente Koranga, 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 Wampo, you get it. Not Santa, what the Yahili Yaganava. Damit of his head up to the Tanya Natos.
Many
apples you might have said, I take it off. I So
what we have then is what Milarepa describes here, that the five sense faculties are writing letters onto the phenomena of an apple. The phenomena of an apple being that object of sight, this object of sound, of smell, and of taste, and of touch. So this is the experience of an apple, and onto this outer experience of an apple, the various sense faculties write letters. So the experience of those sense faculties is writing letters, and what is written there is then with the ink of the understanding of wisdom, understanding of the absence of self, the primordial wisdom, is writing those letters. And it writes all those various letters, words that are about the relative way how the apple appears and how it really is, making this difference between the mode of appearance and the mode of real being. All this is written with the intelligence of understanding absence of self through the writing by the sense faculties. And there could be actually very big treatises written about an apple.
Any age in Ankiji or Toktakacha, Namdokatapa, Deba, Deba la Tempengobo, Maumba, Maumba la Tempengobo, Tandava, Tandava to the Tempengobo, Nansovala, Toktaze Patasola, Tene Hirapje, Tanda, Nansam do your baton, Tamba Mapalaso, Tene Signas of him.
All right, then Producing concepts about the past and all the phenomena that seem to depend on the type of the past, and concepts about the future and all the phenomena that seem to depend on what we call the time of the future, and the phenomena of the present that which depends on the time that we call present. So this is the work of the mental faculty to produce all those concepts, and here then the wisdom, or primary wisdom, or intelligence that understands the absence of self or entity is writing those letters then into the outer phenomena and writing that what this mental consciousness producing is wrong. That like, what you say, what you think about this, it's all wrong. Actually, the way that it appears, it is not. It is in another way, it exists in another way. So they have constant dispute going on.
Then, Tony to pick it up, you can be not a jarte one bunga, you get dinner. Caracos and Senatina, Chuji Coroco. Chenan Cassa, no one tamje, Ton Tampa Tumbani, Chuji Coro, Hakos, Hison, Remler. This and the Yuna Pecha may be sing. Well, you know, get Pecha mean, meaner young sing, but there are rang Yakin.
So when Nirmala says that all the five sense faculties are writing letters with the ink of the black ink of the primordial wisdom onto the various types of dependently arising out of phenomena and so on, then he says, what do I understand from this? What is the meaning that is written down there? It is that whatever arises is the Dharmakaya. So this is the meaning to be expressed by all those letters written on the phenomena. And then he says, because of this, I'm perfectly arrived without having any books written with black letters.
Kamsum korve simjin la teni yu te tokse mi damga samin samjarve kusom rami tingzin zang nambung chese ngare to doikan sukan sumi kanste kamsum jen korve simjin tamche la teni yu te te konani yam tong tamp denba am dekhi ningbo am tene nyoma linji chepe yishi sakin di kamsum Newman Linji Chibi, you get the yuna young, talk say me, matobare, talk with say your mare, don't tamper, send the nail of don't tamper in a young, don't tamper, talk with matobare, talk say your mare, talk say me. That talk say me in a calego, the Dama summon some jarve Sanji is so bad, then it Dama Samo, Lama Dama Samoke, some jar to talk or no. Tokpa dhamma tokpan tsam jyate. Dhamma samo ke tokpan tsam jyarve, tsam jyane tope, kusom rami ting zin zan. To yun pa tsam jyane to tu karito pare, kusom rava me pa. Semche ne lok saja chenpo te, chukko longko trukko te, kusom dhra me pa, kusom rami je ting zin zan po. Ting zin zan se, ting zin kare zan, kusom rami je ting zin zan. Semche ne lok Saja Chembote, Kosom Yer Mehbam, Kosom Dunda Mehbam in the Senna, Kosom Dami Jitting Zain Zan. Nampung Chetse Narito, Nampok Sajitan Namke, Nampok Namke, Tu Namke Tse, Chigrin Chevetse, Tu Namke Nampoga Namke, Nah Chevetse, Narito, Nah Sem Jogomare, Dunga Zogomare, Kainsena, Nah Chipoyer. Koran Dandan de donk and dekhen and kandeje on us a mingi jeton. Nambo shen and I keep us in. Yeah.
Teni de Sanjin Yellow Vibatas.
Tekonani.
And then he continues the song of the river to the Tejan Tajiba. He sings, in general, all the sentient beings in this cycle of existence of samsara consisting of the three spheres. Realms. In general, all those sentient beings, they have the suchness, the basic nature, but they are without any understanding or realization of it. They basically have it, they all endowed with it, but they don't have any amount of realization, of recognition of this basic nature. Then connected with the profound instructions, that means connected and linked with the brought into contact or applied with the profound instructions by a genuine teacher, the samadhi of the kusum jhanme is not jhanme dekhar.
Dhanme. Chuka samsa chuka longko utruka me tenda umam kosom de dharma dharma ba.
Yeah.
Kosom yer me bai besenden rava me bai. Kosom rava me bai ten zin.
The samadhi of the three kayas of the Buddha being not separated is excellent, or is very, it's good. And the three kayas, that means the Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya, then do not appear sometimes separately, sometimes only the Dhammakaya and sometimes only the Sambhogakaya. They're always separate, they're inseparable, they appear together, and the nature of mind, and so on, that the samadhi of the nature of mind and the three kayas of the Buddha being not separable is excellent. Thus Milarepa expresses about his experience. And then finally, so at one time then, when I have to die, when it comes to die, and Pidyon thought to himself that what will happen if this guy is dying, then he hasn't really achieved anything. So Milarepa says that here my samadhi is excellent in this way, and when I die, I have nothing to regret. I will be very happy.
Then, Dada, Goetang be, the same turn and not a true, see, the data to that Jibar. Goetang be, take the again.
This is exactly the same as in the song of the Goetangpa, the victorious Goetangpa in the 70 lives, where he says, I'm happy when the body and mind separate.
Then, Tandanga to heaven nailo, heaven nailo, mato, but heaven la denbari hina, heaven donga yere. Heaven nailo tona, then he heaven la donga yamalikainsena, yanka, but heaven maduba.
If one believes into the real existence of death, then there is suffering involved with dying. But if one has understood the real nature of dying, when one sees that there is no death actually, then there will be no suffering.
Then he repeated and Savakira, the repeated, no? Oma Savakira Lengombo, Lodu Sumbana, he repeated, no? He Sarvata, my Hepa Nija Patala, he Yimba Heva Tatava Madobre. This is a Heva Mune memory.
And this can be proved by the logic of the protector Nagaduna, who analyzes this process of dying and says, so what we call dying, what is it actually, and where can it happen? So between the moment where we have not died yet and the moment where we have finished to die, then in between we don't really find any moment where we're just about to die.
Then song the ma song combating sir Langan and Rona song Sarvata ma song beni je patala draw yimba mevare draw yimba meva te yendo then he Sarvata ma he beni je patala heva tatava madu.
It's the same as when walking. When we walk and we say we haven't gone and we went. In between that we haven't gone, we haven't started to walk, and that we have already walked, gone to the destination, between those two, there is no moment to be found that where we can say we are just in the process of walking. And the same applies to this, that there is no moment to be found where we are actually just in the process of dying.
Nova yore, Kangba Yovati, Kangba Yovata, Tavatin Dover is Samna, Kangba Yovatan, Yo Tavatan, Mayova Nija Pata, Tela, Yo Yimba Tata, Yova Madover, this and the Yova young member. Yova Tatawa member.
One might object and say, well, actually, what we call the walking, isn't the walking just the moving of our body? So when we move our legs, isn't that the walking then in between? But when we say this, then what do we call moving of our legs? The movement, the moving, the process of moving must have a moment where we have not started to move and then where the movement is finished. So somewhere in between, we do not find the actual moment where we're in the process of moving.
Tene te yendo kangba ni de kangba yova yova den dogo mare yeba yemba yova kaso dogo yina yemba den dogo. Yang Yamba, ဒီကောင်ကြီးရဲ့ပါတဲ့တော့တနေ့တဲ့တဲ့ပါတဲ့မတော်ဘူးရေယောဘကဆေးရဲ့ပါတဲ့တော့တနေ့တဲ့တဲ့ပါတဲ့မတော်ဘူးရေယောဘတဲ့တော်ဝင်နေတဲ့ခံစားတဲ့လန်ဒောဘတဲ့မတော်ဒောဘကံပယောဘတဲ့တဲ့ဘဒောဘကံစားကြည့်မယောဘတဲ့တဲ့ဒေဘကံစားညှိကြတယ်တင်းတော်ကျဲ့နာတနေ့ဒောဘမတော်ပါတယ်ဒောဘမတော်ပါကျင်တဲ့ချက်ပါရံနေမှာ
So if we call ourselves being in the process of walking, then actually what happens, we are walking without two legs, right? So while one leg is moving, we think the movement is the walking. The while one leg is moving, let's say our right leg is moving, then the left leg has to stand. So when the left leg is moving, then the right leg has to stand. So if we call ourselves being in the process of walking, then we mean the moving, then who is actually walking, who's standing? So either If we insist, then we have to assume two individuals. So one is standing at the time where the other is walking, and the other is walking at the time where the other one is standing.
Now, then that way, you are in a tando, me, mando, when you chant, do. Drona, zupo, kanga, do, go, do. This and then jumping, so I attend the grisana. Then in jumping, mato, yenda, and do, a mepata. Jumping, then jumping, so, sarvata, matarva, ni, japata, la, jumping, so, yamba, young, mato.
So, and then if we say, okay, then like this, it doesn't really work, then we would become like two individuals, one walking, one is standing, and so walking doesn't really exist. Then we say, maybe then we jump, two legs. But then we have the situation that where we have not jumped yet, and then where we already finished jumping, and in between, we don't find the moment where we are in the process of jumping.
Yes.
Then we have to divide in the analyze this process it as to the moments, the momentary action that happens. So we can divide and say how many moments does it take to jump to arrive or there. And then in between, when we do the analysis in the subtle moments, we do not find any true moment of where we say right here and now we are jumping.
ထုံထုံးရပါတယ်လက်ချက်ရှိစေနဲ့တနေ့ကြာတန်တုံးတာဆရာစီကြတဲ့ကြိတ်ထားပါမှာတို့ပဲကြံပင်းရင်းရပါတယ်ဒီနေ့ကြံပင်းရတယ်ကြံပင်းဆိုရတဲ့တနေ့စေမတရားမှန်ဘုဒ္ဓကဗျာမင်းကကြံပင်းမှန်ဘုဒ္ဓကဗျာရဲရဲတဲ့လက်ကြိတ်မှန်ဘုရားရဲရဲတဲ့လက်ကြိတ်မှန်ဘုရားရဲရဲတဲ့လက်ကြိတ်မှန်ဘုရားရဲရဲတဲ့လက်ကြိတ်မှန်ဘုရားရဲရဲတဲ့လက်ကြိတ်မှန်ဘုရားရဲရဲတဲ့လက်ကြိ 바보 자탄 바차거든 똥세나 똥차거든 사야세나 사야차거든 근데 타와 마더거든 땡자 팽라도
If we have the, that moment subtly divided into, as we can do in 100 parts or in 1,000 parts or in 1,000,000 parts, then it doesn't really exist as one. But if we believe then, okay, in all of those moments, the fractions of moments, then we are in the process of jumping. So the real being in the process of jumping is taking place in all of these moments. Then we become like a thousand or a million different individuals that are in the process of jumping.
However,
worldly convention then we see we think of jumping as being really happening as we take everything together, we just glue everything together and don't make this precise analysis into the moment. So we say all together, well, then I was jumping.
Then Gombo Ladrup de Lola, Yang Tapa Madrupa, Madrupa Deyan, Madrupa Drupa Lendeva, Kunzoto, Milan Choda Tava, Nang Tang the Killing. Then again, Nang Tang the Jampino.
The protector, the gardener, then he understands that
in reality, there such a process of dumping does not take place, does not exist. And even that non-existence also doesn't exist. That means what we call the appearance of the jumping, it is just a mere appearance by causes and conditions that is not different from the appearance of the reflection of water, moon in the water.
Mm.
Not jumping is turned down and jumping is turned up. Neither jumping or not jumping, like when you divide and you can't find anywhere else the movement of walking or jumping, that's turned down. That's the level of the ultimate. And when you have actually the experience of jumping, and this is relative.
Die Dungen in Yamnyong, die Pinsa Mimba Kelangna, den Tashi to Sene Madum, die Zona Maniva, die Dreta Bukelangna, die Dres.
Tashi Sene Madropa, die Sabate, ne, die Tropa Kakpa Madropa. Tropa Kakpa Madropa, ne, look, the Dene.
So if we divide the process of jumping up into moments to analyze and to find that there is no such jumping as such existing, then this is a way of non-existence that is just a mere refutation of that idea of existence of jumping that we had before. But really, in reality, there is neither the existence nor the non-existence of
In
the chapter of this, those verses on the middle path by the Nagarjuna that are dedicated to the analysis of coming and going, and the other chapter about the arising and ceasing, very subtle logic is applied to prove this. For example, then there is analyzed what does it mean to say something is arising and ceasing. The arising and ceasing, do they take place in the way that the arising is there before or after the ceasing? And in either case, it leads to logical contradictions. And if you say that the arising and ceasing happen at the same time, then again, this ends up to be a logical contradiction. So reasonings like this are applied to prove that there is no true arising and ceasing.
Jeva ngwen le yo ngakpa ji le yo na jeva ngwen le yo ngakpa ji le yo na jeva ji me ji de ta de yang ngakpa ngwen le yo jeva ji le yo na ngakpa le jo me ba yo jo me ba ta de
and as jeva ngwen le yo na ngakpa ji so yo na then jeva le khabis tu ma ta de
jeva khora jeva jeva ramang ji de jeva la ngakpa ngwen de do go go ma do then jeva ji me ji de
koi no So if we assume that the arising is happening before the ceasing, then it doesn't work, because then it would mean that the arising would be independent of ceasing, and it happens that would lead to the contradiction that arising would be without any cause. When I asked to understand why it's like this, if something to arise, then something else has to cease. A lot of causes and conditions that make it to arise have to cease before then the arising can happen. So if there is arising before the ceasing, then the arising will be independent, and that means pretend that the arising is taking place without any cause.
Tenen gakpa yang cheval tu kore, che ten ga kore. Gakpa yang cheval tu kore. Cheva san ni na gakpa me.
Also die kann den Nabu Chigla
Chigla
die Tanda Tambor in Pate die Nabu Minjava die Rasen Judien Ratin Nabu Delich und Judien Nungat Sava die Kogu
Dete Tanda te Rakpate ne Tava te se na Keti Nab se Yang te re Keti Nab se Yang Keti Nab Machiava te Samanga Kogruva.
Right. So, and the same thing is for the other way, where the for something to cease, it has to arise before. So there is dependence of the ceasing on to the arising. And but this is all very coarse analysis, and the subtle analysis will be on the moment, on the momentary appearance of phenomena. For one moment to appear, the previous moment has to cease.
That's your answer. The that is just on and on, correct.
Remember, she makes this sound of finger snap. What do we think? Did it arise or did it cease?
Arise.
Mm-hmm. Arise. Arise. Tambo kenta boyere kale sanota na thabai kiraiyere.
So this reasoning, the research about arising and ceasing, the one hears it first, it sounds very strange.
But
if one analyzes it more and more, it really becomes a very subtle reason.
Yeah.
About this process of reasoning about the point of death, which doesn't actually exist,
yeah.
This is also just like a logical debate on the debate level, just to prove the non-existence of actual death. Because is it like just like this, like in the frame of a logical debate, and then it's not so interesting. And but still, I mean, in a practical way, we have to know the point where we are going to die in order to do power. This is very important. So he's just talking about existing, not existing, not that reminds me, so you know, okay. But we have to know the point of dying. This is more important than knowing if it's existing or not existing.
Just
saying. Mashiva Sada Shishipa de Maple to the Ripa de Chupatsam, Chupatsam, the Tabu Gombison, a Chupatsam, some reveys. I mean, in a minute, Yamjola ten and also four Kadija, but the Haku Gudu, she will make up Kamasin, then the poor to Mason.
The Chupatsam are Mugorang and Nailup. Mugorang and Nailup, the Tani Jisava.
It's not just the real debate, it's the real nature of what's happening. And it's just putting the describing the nature with the words. Actually, there is no arising and ceasing. And any sentient being cannot conceive the arising and the ceasing. But the protector Nagarjuna just expressed it very clearly.
And about the point of dying for
power.
Power
the Kadija Kogu. Power la Kunzok, Power Namdo, the Pempen Power de Tsahoma Lam or Pami, the Tokala Sopolando, Salangal and Rwandao, Nam Hila, Tigli, and Dormonda, and Power, Kunzok, and Power, they woke here at the Jagger. Turn down the Power, the Java Mapa, don't they turn down the Power? Turn them to good Power.
So,
Power Yaku. Yeah.
The practice of power or transference then there is poa is divided into what is the relative poa, that's the poa that is merely relating to the way how things appear. So this one has to practice at the moment when the breathing stops, then one has to send up one's mind through the central channel into the heart of the Amitabha, the above one's head or else visualized, and so on. And this is the relative poa, but the ultimate poa is to understand that there is no moment of death happening. So we shouldn't worry about missing the occasion for the transparent. We understand the absence of the moment of death. This is the actual transparent.
That's what we are for.
It's what's called the first class transparent. It's the
Yeah, that was a loja. Jejete loja lo. Loja lo de jejete.
So now we should take a rest. Rest relaxly, loosen up relaxly, but look straight and direct, nakedly. While looking straight and nakedly, relax and loosen up.
Tani gado me par chir jita.
At the nature of mind, which is beyond something to see by someone who is seeing, look nakedly without any concepts of trying to refute or prove anything.
Gonza Gonzi Tervisini de Gondam Gonzemba Lujalu.
This very awareness or mind that is beyond anything to get used to, and someone who meditates, relax and loosen up without any grasping to a meditation.
Tavan den tavan tatok te kadne wangbo rapti tatarini. Gomban den gomban tatok te kadne wangbo rapti gomban.
This view is the best of all views. It is the view of the most excellent, fortunate student. This meditation is the most excellent meditation, the meditation of the most excellent and fortunate student.
Tamba gönül doğru.